Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, one of the biggest challenges for a conscientious importer of wines is to find good properties that have really high-quality wine to sell. And more often, you have to avoid the really big guys and concentrate on the smaller guys
right.
to find something interesting.
Right.
And you've uncovered a firm that does just that.
Yeah, I've sort of seen this firm in the background for years. The company is called Small Vineyards.
Literally.
Literally. And all the wines that they bring in, which are all Mediterranean-based, all have a little gold sticker on them that says Small Vineyards. Their philosophy is sort of like, you can make a whole nicer dinner if you're only cooking for six people than if you're cooking for 600 people.
Yeah, true.
And so that's their approach on their winery selections. Mm-hmm. And obviously, they have a large concentration in Italy, but they have some wines that come from a number of other places. So anyway, here's a couple that I tried that were part of that portfolio. I think I'm pronouncing this correctly. La Quercia Estates. It's a 2013. We'll put those on the website because don't depend on my pronunciation. A Montepulciano d'Abruzzo, DOC, which is the region. Pretty nice bottle of wine. Deep garnet, bright, lovely, earthy cherry fruit with some good structure. If you wanted a nice sort of well-rounded Italian red, this would certainly be something to grab. And at about $15 a bottle, I thought this was a pretty darn good value. Now, an area that is talked about frequently when you're talking about Italian wines is Valpolicella.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Excuse me, I'm slobbering.
Now,
my favorite Italian
wine. It is well known for the big, expensive Amarones and a number of other lesser reds. But Ripasso is one of, I think, the great values that you're going to get from this particular area.
Right.
Ripasso basically means that the juice is forced through old Amarone skins, and
right.
so you get some of that dried fruit nuance. So here's a Valpolicella Ripasso from 2013. Producers Giuseppe Lonardi. The blend is 75% Cordina, 20% Rondinella, and 5% Molinari. This is terrific. Rich garnet, bright tart, which is really the key for Valpolicella. Sort of a very tart cherry fruit with some nice layers and great acidity. This one sells for about $27. So, if you like to want to try a Ripasso, this would be a good one to start with. Now, here's a wine region that I really don't know much about. It's from Slovenia. The producer is Edi Simčić. Loved this. There's a red wine he makes called Duet, which is a blend of 80% Merlot, 10% Cab, 10% Cab Franc. $40, so it's Saturday night dinner, but this is absolutely worth it. Wonderful lush cherry and leather flavors with a wonderful, almost a briary kind of note. Very lovely and well layered and a little cocoa tossed in. And then he also has a Chardonnay, which is also around $40. Which is toasty pear, very fleshy, still has a good bit of acidity, but it's clearly not like your typical Chardonnay. So again, Edi Simčić, 2013 Chardonnay, Small Vineyards is a label to look for in the future.
These are really cool. And what fun it must have been going around looking for them.
Yeah, it's been a hoot. I'm going to look for some more.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.